So for 8 years, I played the clarinet growing up. Well, actually, that's not true. I took lessons, but I'm not sure I actually played the clarinet. I went to hear Michael Tilson Thomas perform with a symphony orchestra, and there was a clarinetist playing a solo. And the first few notes were the middle C, the easiest note, the first note they teach you. And I realized, listening to that, that I had never actually played the clarinet. I had never once in my entire life played a single note that sounded like that note did. But all the years that I was taking lessons, no one sat me down and said, you know what? None of this matters. None of the notes and the songs and all that stuff we keep piling on for you to do matters if you can't play a single note that people actually want to hear. And I spent a lot of time thinking about that. Why was it? Part of it was that I didn't care enough. I didn't care enough to put myself into it in a way that would touch another person. And part of it is the world that we are growing up in. Quick little experiment. Go ahead and raise your right hand just as high as you can, please. Okay, now please raise it higher. What's that about? I'll tell you what it's about. What it's about is that you learned at the age of 4 that teachers and parents and coaches and bosses would always ask for a little bit more. And so it's safer to hold a little bit back. It's safer to care just a little bit less. But now we live in this world where we get a chance to dance and to leap and to hack and to do things that touch other people, right? But we're so eager to add another tweet and do another thing and put another thing on the pile because it's safer. It gives us a way to protect ourselves. You know, we make the menu longer instead of making one dish that people are willing to drive across town to buy. And so we end up with the hacker paradox, right? Number one, we need to care enough to connect, care enough to put ourselves at risk, emotional risk or any other kind of risk, to touch other people and to play one note that's worth hearing. But we also have to be brave enough to ship it before it's ready, because it's never ready. It's never the right time. Gutenberg launched the printing press when fewer than 8% of the people in Europe knew how to read. Carl Benz launched the car when it was against the law to drive, when there were no roads sufficient for cars, and when, of course, there were no gas stations or all-night drive-through liquor stores. And so the question we have to ask, given the leverage that we've been given and the way our culture is so open to notes that matter, is this. Yeah, we're probably going to succeed. The people in this room have succeeded beyond most people's dreams. That's a given. The question, as my friend Shalene told me, is not that, but will you choose to matter? Will you choose to actually make music? Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Wait, you're not going to play that note?
I don't know how.